Well, I'm using you guys as a practice run again. So my name is Jeff Davis. If my wife would stand, I'd like to introduce you to my lovely, wonderful wife. She's the best blessing God's given me other than my salvation. So I want to acknowledge that. I know all of you, and it's a little awkward standing up in front of you and telling you this, but God's given us a burden. And, you know, I want to see that for each and every one of you as well. You guys know me. You've seen us for years and years. You've seen the good days and you've seen our bad days. And you know that there's nothing special about us. Just like Brother Scott said, there's nothing special about us. It's that God is special. And God is able to do whatever He wants in our lives if we will just be available and willing. And, you know, over the last year, that is something that I have learned as God was tapping on the door of my heart. You know, He doesn't break down the door of your heart. He taps on it. He's polite and He's gentle. But over the last year, as He was doing that, it was really obvious to me that, you know, we can all be very comfortable sitting here in these pews and going to work and doing our regular routine. We can get very comfortable in that. But God hasn't called us to be comfortable. He said that this is not our country. We're headed to our country. And we're to take as many as we can with us while we're going. And that's the burden that we have. We're using the skills that God's given us over 30 years of construction. That's just an avenue. That's the way we get there. But the goal is seeing people saved. That's the entire goal. So you guys all know this church, that's our goal here as well. We don't have any secrets. If there's anything I could say to you, if you're like me for the last 30 years and you're sitting there and you're comfortable and you've got your routine and you like what you do and you're having a good time, that's fine. But is that God's will for you? That's the question you have to ask. Have I? And the thing is, what we did, or what I did, I held things in reserve. And when you hold something in reserve and you don't surrender it to God, it's something that it's an idol. It takes the place of God, or it takes a higher priority of God than God in your life. And that's sin. And when God got a hold of my heart about that, it wasn't that I immediately knew He had called me to the field. He had been dealing with me for years about this. But what I immediately knew was that I had to surrender and say yes to whatever it was. And I would encourage every one of you to do that. Like I said, we all have a different tool or object in our hand. Some of it's a skill set in one direction. Some of us, it's a skill set in another direction. Talents and gifts. But whatever is in our hand, that's what God wants us to turn over to Him. That's what He wants us to yield to Him. And if He shows you a place where you can be using that for Him, that's exactly what you need to be doing. My encouragement to each and every one of you, don't use me as an example. You know me. Use Christ as an example. He's our leader. He's the one we're supposed to follow. And He was always surrendered to the Father's will. 100% of the time, what the Father wants, that's what He wanted. We need to do the same thing. If we'll surrender 100% to what God wants in our lives, He'll take each and every one of us and He'll make us into what He wants from us. I ask that you'll do that. Oh, also, my wife reminded me, thank you. We do have our next mission trip planned. As of right now, we are going to Southland Christian Camp. And we're going to be helping in February, the first 2 weeks of February. We're going to be helping with some construction projects that they have. So as we go to other churches, one of our big plans is to recruit as many people as we can to go along with us to help. And Vanetta and I don't make a very big work crew, just the two of us. So our goal is to recruit as many people as we can to go along with us. We need hands. We need willing bodies and participants to help with whether it's framing or trim carpentry or cleaning or whatever the project is, you may say, I don't have any construction skills, but I can pick up stuff and throw it in the trash, and I can sweep with a broom. Please, make plans to go with us. At some point, if February doesn't work out, make plans to go with us. Make plans to go on one of our church's mission trips, because on those trips, God deals in your heart. And He works and He shows you the need. And that's really what we need, is to understand the need of salvation everywhere we go. If we'll do that, then that's what God expects of us. And I ask you to consider going on a trip and surrendering fully to whatever the Lord asks for you. Yes, sir. Absolutely. I'll start back in January. We got some incorrect advice that we could begin our ministry as an LLC. Got it, that advice from an attorney, and so we started an LLC in the name of A Mind to Work Ministries. Then, when we started dealing with the federal government to process the applications for 501c3 status, found out, no, you cannot use an LLC. It has to be a nonprofit corporation. So we ended up, because we had already used that name and did not want to lose the name A Mind to Work Ministries, we began a nonprofit corp under the name of Nehemiah 4:6 Ministries, and we have the name A Mind to Work Ministries as our doing business as A Mind to Work Ministries. So we began that. We had the CLA file all the paperwork for us with the federal government. So we did, about a month and a half ago, get back our approval that we are officially a 501c3 organization, so that we can accept donations and give receipts and that sort of thing. So that's a blessing, and we thank the Lord for it. Yes, sir.
Joy. Now tell me, what's the dates again, Brother Jeff, of the Southland trip?
They actually changed today because the director asked us to. It's February 2nd through the 16th.
All right, February the... That's right.
Well, a portion
so Brother
of it,
Jeff says February 2nd through February 16th, and only if you could do 1 week.
Or a portion, would, yes.
Or just a portion, a few days. Any would be a help, right? And so that's a blessing. Thank you so much for presenting that, and pray for them. They got two meetings this coming Sunday.
Yes, sir.
One in the morning and a different church in the evening. So those things are beginning. That just continue to pray for them as they schedule those meetings. Well, praise the Lord.